Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited to welcome back our next guest. He's really become a friend of our program here. Recording artist George A. Santino is back to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to see the response to his newest project, Get Back Up, that was released last year. Great music on that project. You guys are going to actually hear two of the singles, including the title track. We're going to talk to George not only about the album, but also how it's setting the stage for something bigger, and that is his book that he's writing about his own life journey and how he's been able to get back up and how you can do the same thing. If you're just now hearing about the album, you guys will actually hear at the end of the program how you can be able to get it for yourself. We also have some news to share about George's single Get Back Up that we'll be telling you about as well. But George, hello to you and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you doing?
Hey, always great to be able to speak with you. Doing great, George, and glad to be able to have you back on with us. As I said, you know, Get Back Up was released in 2014, and the response has been really great, not only to the title track, Get Back Up, that we'll be hearing here, but also others as well. I mean, what has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Well, it's absolutely been amazing and frankly, somewhat surprising. You know, I had recorded a couple of other albums before that, but they were mostly cover songs, a bunch of old Sinatra songs on my Come Fly With Me album and then classic Christmas tunes on the Magic of Christmas. But on this one, I wanted to actually write my own songs. I wanted to put out some music that was putting forth a message that I wanted to say. So this album has six of my original songs and six cover songs, because I wanted to have a mix of songs people actually heard of, not just ones that I wrote. And we put it out last summer, and I was absolutely shocked. I mean, it's on Amazon, and it started selling pretty quick. It hit number three on the Amazon bestsellers list for swing jazz, and number one on the hot new releases list for swing jazz, and number two for easy listening. So I was absolutely surprised and humbled by the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned about, you know, how you've been able to make this, you know, progression, really, George, of not only sharing your love of great music, like doing covers, but also, of course, now to be able to share, you know, more of yourself. I mean, we're going to hear that in the two singles that we'll be listening to on this program, When You Walk Through the Door, which is a very personal one for you, as well as the single Get Back Up. I mean, did you find that is probably one of the reasons why people connect so much, because they got to know more about you?
I think I'd like to think that's part of it. I also think that when you write songs that you know, about things you faced in life, like in the song Get Back Up, or the song When You Walk Through the Door, which is basically a song about the first time I saw the woman who would ultimately become my wife, and we've been married for 34 years now. So these I hope are songs that resonate with people, because they listen to them and they say, well, that's kind of my life too. I've gone through those same kinds of things, and these things have happened in my life. And, you know, I'm putting out songs where, you know, I love all kinds of music. I love today's music. I love the old music too. But the difference, a lot of the old music told a story. Sinatra songs told a story, and you really listened to the lyrics and heard what he was trying to convey. And that's kind of what I try to do with the songs that I've written. And, you know, I had some help from my vocal coach, Larry Bridges, when it came to, you know, writing down a story that has meaning to you and then going back and rewriting it in a way that rhymes so it can become a song. And then my producer, Eric Benedict, who I've worked very, very closely together with most of the songs on that album, he wrote the music for and worked with me on the lyrics. In fact, after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to the studio today to meet with Eric and work on another new song.
Mm, Well, you know, and you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the things we've been able to see, especially those that are following you on your Facebook fan page or even following you on Twitter, George, at George A. Centinos, where they can find you there on Twitter, is that you kind of take us into the behind the scenes. We're able to see, you know what it's like for you before you perform. You know, you share the pictures there. I mean, what has that part of the experience been like for you to really kind of chronicle this journey online and to see the way that people are responding to that?
I think it's very interesting, because I had no idea how the business worked or how you go about producing an album or writing a song. It was all new to me. I honestly thought you knew a song, you go into a studio and there's a band playing behind you and you record a song, and that's not even close to what happens. It's very, very different than that. And so since I found that so interesting and, you know, something that I was totally unaware of, my assumption was that other people might find this interesting too. So on Twitter and Facebook, both, as you mentioned, I try to put pictures there and stories about the process. And I even created a YouTube channel that's also George A. Santino. Everything's branded George A. Santino, right? Username, you might as well. I created a YouTube channel, and actually with Eric made a few videos. One is a four-part video series called Chase a Dream that talks about how I grew up and, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing today. And then there's a behind-the-scenes video on the making of Lady is a Tramp when we recorded that to show more of this process, because I think it's way different. Like I said, it's way different than what I thought it was, and I would imagine for most people – they're totally unaware, and it's interesting to see the kind of response you get to that as people, you know, realize that, oh, that's not the way I thought this was done. And I say, yeah, I didn't know that was the way it was done either.
right. So it's funny. It kind of becomes a learning experience, I think, for everyone. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. George A. Santino is back with us today. We're talking to him not only about the journey of being a recording artist, but also a singer-songwriter, what it's been like for him to be able to share his music with the world and to see the way that people are responding. So on Get Back Up, as I said, even before you release the title track, you have the single When You Walk Through the Door. Talk to us about what it was like for you to not only record that song, George, but also the response from your wife to the song.
That one was when I was saying earlier, I work with my vocal coach, Larry Bridges, and he was the one that first suggested I think about writing a song, and it was Christmas time then, and we ended up writing a song called The Magic of Christmas that has to do with Christmases today, where kids want video games and gift cards mostly, and Christmases when I was a kid and they wanted actual toys you could play with out in the yard. And so I kind of captured that story, and I wrote the words and Larry wrote the music, and Eric, you know, did the production and played all the instruments on it. We even made a YouTube video of that one, and that one has over, I think, 217,000 views in over 100 different countries, which was shocking to me. And so Larry said, well, you need to come up with a different song. That was a good song. You really talked about Christmases when you were a child and it had meaning to you. Now you should write another one that has meaning like that. And the thing that immediately popped into my mind was when I first saw the woman who would become my wife and what my reaction was the first time I saw her actually walking through the door. And though the song doesn't say this, she was walking through a door at a Wendy's, at a burger place I was working at, right? And so the song doesn't go into that kind of detail.
Right.
But, you know, it was another one of those situations where I sat down and I just wrote the words down. I wrote the chronology of, you know, what happened and how I felt and how our relationship progressed, and then just captured that. And it really came fairly easily to me. And when I showed it to my wife said, you're not actually going to write this song, are you? You're not going to produce a song about talking about meeting me. Are you going to tell people that that's me you're talking about? And I go, well, you kind of have to. You can't write a song that says, you know, I met this girl that when she walked through the door and fell in love with her. And, oh, by the way, that's not my wife.
Right.
So that won't work. And so once the song was written and we produced it, I think, you know, she was, you know, happy about it. but it was mostly her friends and family that said, oh, you should be so thrilled that he wrote this song about you. I thought she was a little more embarrassed than thrilled.
Yeah, well, you know what? It is an amazing song. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. It is available for download on Amazon.com. You guys can purchase the single there or get the entire album and Get Back Up. And, of course, it's included there. Here is George A. Santino with When You Walk Through the Door. We'll be back with our conversation with George right after this. Stay with us. With When You Walk Through the Door from his album Get Back Up. As I said, that single is available right now on Amazon.com. You guys can go over there and one-click it now, or you can get the whole album. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. George, I'm going to ask you a question that I have not asked you before, but I typically do ask recording artists this question because it's always, you know, I'm curious about it. Have you gotten used to hearing yourself on the radio?
No. You know, it's funny, too, because, you know, that song and a couple of other songs from that CD are getting some radio play across the country. And it's still amazing to me that, you know, when it first comes on, I have to realize that I have the reaction that, oh, wait a second, that's me. I'm on the radio there. It's something I never expected. You know, I wanted to do this music because I thought it would be fun to do and get out there, and the response has been absolutely amazing to me. And when you hear it, even right now, listening to it, I can't help but, you know, be, you know, have a big smile on my face and sit here, you know, pinching myself saying, I can't believe I'm talking to, you know, Cyrus Webb on the radio here and he's playing my song.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you that because I did see you, I mean, just post even before this broadcast about, you know, the music being played. And I thought that it has to be such a surreal thing to have worked on a project and then to kind of put it out there, not knowing what's going to happen. And then the next thing you know, someone is saying, hey, I heard your song on the radio. You know, I mean, it has to be a great thing. You also said something else that I think is a great segue to the title song, Get Back Up, and that is, you know, that this is not what you intended, you know, to do. I mean, your journey, and you even shared the last time that you were on the program, even before the album officially came out, when you were on with us last time, George, you talked about the journey of your life and what you've been able to overcome, what you've been able to do, and the person you've been able to become. I mean, what do you think has been the key for you to keep getting up and not to allow life to keep you down?
Well, you know, I think when I was growing up, I grew up, you know, as I've said before, I grew up in the projects of South Philadelphia. You know, we were extremely poor, mother, father, you know, seven kids living in a, you know, in a three bedroom, one bath house, on welfare. On food stamps, but food stamps didn't even exist yet. So there were surplus food warehouses where you went and picked up your powdered milk and powdered eggs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, you went to public school and you went to school with kids whose parents owned houses and whose parents worked and they went to the movies and they had bikes and they had, you know, we had fun as kids. We went outside, we played, we did stuff. But, you know, I wanted to go to the movies too and I wanted to have a bike too. And I learned pretty early on that the only way I was going to get that is to earn some money. And so I started off by collecting soda bottles on the street, you know, or in trash cans and stuff, and taking them to stores, and you get the 2 cent deposit back, and getting money like that. And then there was a guy who sold tomatoes off the back of a truck, and I talked to him when I was only 8 years old, and said, you know, can I help you sell the tomatoes? And he agreed to, you know, bag up some tomatoes and let me go door to door and sell them for a quarter, and he'd give me a nickel for every bag I sold. And when I had 25 cents, I could go to a matinee movie. And, you know, I kind of liked that and said, you know, if I work for it and I earn it, you know, I'll be able to enjoy it. So I learned fairly early on that I had to go out there and do things. And, you know, life has a habit of throwing obstacles in your way sometimes. And so, you know, I wanted to go to college and I knew an education was the key to truly having the things I want in life, but didn't have money to go to college. So I joined the Army because the Army would pay for college afterwards, but I ended up getting hurt in basic training and discharged with a service-connected disability. So my plan to be in the Army didn't work out too well, but you know, I went to college for a little while afterwards, but ultimately I needed a job, so I had to get out there and get a job and, you know, got a job in the fast food industry because manager trainee jobs were fairly easy to get there. And, you know, just decided I was going to work towards, you know, trying to get ahead and move up. I started at Burger Chef, you know, when there were Burger Chefs, cleaning the parking lot for them. You know, I was the guy who came in the morning before they opened and cleaned up. 2 years later, I was managing the place. All right. So, you know, it never mattered to me where you started. I didn't care what the starting wage was. I didn't care what the starting job was. Just get me in the door. I will work hard, show you that I can do more, and I'll move up within the organization. You know, over my life, you know, things happen, right? I tried a number of different entrepreneurial ventures that didn't work out, you know, for various reasons. You know, for a while there, I was really starting to get ahead in a business with a partner that fell apart and ended up in personal and corporate bankruptcy. So I went from being poor to having something and then being poor again. And being poor the second time sucks worse than the first time because you've had a taste of the success, right?
Right.
And but I just never gave up. I said, look, you know, if you want things, you're going to have to be able to work, be willing to work hard for them. And I wanted to not only, you know, earn enough to provide for me and ultimately a family, but I wanted to give back, and I wanted to, you know, help people that went through the same situation I did. And so when things got, obstacles got thrown in my way, and I was kind of like a guided missile, right? I set the target, and if obstacles got away, it just went over, around, you know, whatever you had to do to hit your target, right? And I never expected to run into the kind of obstacles I did in my life. I had a car accident. I crashed into a tree, and, you know, I was supposed to be dead. I was in the hospital for over a month, and it took months to come back from that, but I did. I ended up hurting my back at one point in a job that required three back operations, including a four-level fusion. And at the end of that, you know, a doctor said, you're 100% disabled. You know, apply for Social Security disability because you'll never work another day in your life. And I said, that's not going to be me. That's not going to be my life. I grew up in welfare. I'm not going to be on welfare again. And, you know, so I had to try different things. And you know, some of them worked out, some of them didn't. In the end, you know, I taught myself all about, when I was laid up for a couple of years there, I taught myself all about computers. I just learned everything I could about computers, about programming, about, you know, software testing, that kind of stuff. And I decided I would move to California and get a job at Microsoft. Well, Microsoft didn't have the same idea. They said, you know, no college degree, no formal training, no experience. We're not going to hire you. And I applied a second time and a third time. And, you know, I applied there four times before, you know, I think they probably got tired of me. And they gave me a job working in one of their test labs as the guy basically taking care of the hardware and keeping the lab clean. And like I said earlier, hey, I don't care. If that's what you got for me here at Microsoft, I'll take the job. 20 years later, I retired at the age of 55 as a partner with Microsoft. Right? So... you just got to, if you decide you want something, you got to be willing to work for it. You got to be able to get out there and do it. And the song Get Back Up, you know, though it's a little cliche filled, it's about, you know, getting knocked down. You know, life is filled with fits and starts, but it's the challenges that make you sharp, right?
Exactly.
Down more than I would like, get up and win the fight. You know, just put those down in words and write that as a song. And when I look back over my life and, you know, I was actually, you know, talking to my children and telling them about life and the projects and getting hurt in the Army and my businesses that failed. It was my daughter who said, you should write a book, right? That's inspirational. That you should write a book and put that down and show people that, yeah, you're going to get knocked down, but don't give up. You know, don't give up. I saw something somewhere today, and I don't remember who said it. It may have been somebody tweeting it, who said that you don't lose until you quit, right? Failure
right.
is just an obstacle along the way. But until you quit, until you give up, you haven't lost. And I think that's an important message to get out there. And I'm going to write this book. I'm going to put it out there. And, you know, just like with the CDs, I put it out there because I had something to say. And hopefully people will buy it and hopefully people will listen to it.
Right. Well, they definitely are, and I think if the music is any indication, George, they'll definitely do the same thing with the book. You all heard George and myself refer to the title track of the album, Get Back Up. Here is that song. We'll be back with our final moments with George and a special announcement right after this. You guys stay with us.
Fits and starts, but the challenge makes you sharp. Down more than you like, get up, win the fight. Doesn't mean you're down and out. Get back up, leave no doubt. Shout to the world every day. Can't keep me down, I'm here to stay. Reach my goals and dreams, that's true. No matter what I have to do. You have to get back up, you know you can't stay down. Can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a wave knocking you down. You have to get back up and turn it around. You got to know when to stand or when to play the hand. The less than is cold for the others who fold. Saying it to win and have a thick skin. Go through life with a whistle or be a guided missile. Can't let hurdles slow you down. Go over through around. You have to get back up. You know you can't stay down. You can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a way knocking you down. You have to get back up. Turn it around. Turn things around. Knock down more times and pins at the alley. But don't be one to keep a tally. Now is the time to start your rally. The future is yours, it's your finale. You know you can't stay down. You can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a way knocking you down. You have to get back up. Turn it around. Get right back on up. Turn it around. You have to get back up. And turn it around.
There you have George A. Santina with Get Back Up. That is the title track from his newest album by that same name. We've been actually speaking with George not only about this project, but also what it's been like for him to share his love of music and also the message of his life with you guys. He's able to do it not only through this album, but also, as you heard him talk about before the song, he's writing a book as well. That's going to lead to a lot of great things. And I really love this message of that single, George. And I was telling you before we went live, and now we'll share it with our audience. Every week, of course, on Conversations Daily News, the news program that I'm able to host, we have an Artist of the Week, and George A. Santina will be our Artist of the Week for next week. So you guys will be hearing that single, Get Back Up, as a daily reminder for you guys to make sure that no matter what knocks you down, you have to get back up and turn things around. And George is a great example of that. So George, thank you so much for the song, and we hope that it will continue to be able to inspire people. I do want to say that for those who do not have the single yet, you can get it today on Amazon.com. You can go over there and one click it, or you can get, as I mentioned earlier, get the entire album as well. A lot of great things are coming up for you, George. I mean, how can our listeners stay connected with you and say what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm trying to utilize social media to the best of my ability. So you just look for George A. Santino on Twitter, George A. Santino on Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, georgeasantino.com, my website.
All right, georgeasantino.com, the website, and then everything else, George A. Santino. So definitely make sure you guys stay connected there. George, thank you so much for the time today. I know this has been a busy year for you already. You've been on the road and traveling, so we appreciate you taking out the time to be back. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've enjoyed watching your enterprise expand and be a tiny little part of it. I appreciate you including me.
Hey, glad to do it, and we definitely are glad to be able to support the album, George. Again, everyone, George A. Santino has been our guest. Make sure you guys do get that single, Get Back Up. I'll be sharing that again tonight as well on our social media networks. Make sure you guys are going over there and get that song, inspire somebody, share it with them, and let them know that no matter what they're going through, they can get back up, they can turn things around. George is a perfect example of that. If you've heard him talk about it, even in this conversation, what he's been able to overcome, that just shows you that you can do it too. If you guys came in late and you missed part of the conversation with George, if you listen to us online, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. If you're joining us on the radio side of our program, check with your local station to find out when you'll be able to hear the replay there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.